Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our topic is Gateway to Happiness. We're in the preface, page 17. No two people ever read the exact same book or listen to the exact same recording. Moreover, even the same person never reads the exact same book twice or listens to the exact same recording twice. When we read or hear some idea, we automatically react with our unique individualistic prior life experiences, our own knowledge, our personality, our attitudes, our prejudices. In these areas, even two people who are very similar will have many, many differences. The second time we read a book, an idea, a verse, or we hear it, we are different, either slightly or significantly, than we were the first time we read it. The exact same thought strikes us in a different light. So therefore, whenever you read an important book, listen to a series of ideas, a talk, anything in H.com, audio series, realize that you'll need to listen a number of times. But as you listen a number of times, you'll say, wow, now I'm hearing something that I never heard before. Did I really read this before when you're reading something of value? Because you're seeing it in a different light. You'll understand it differently. And that's why every single week we read the Psukim, the verses in the Torah, they read the portion of the week. It's always new because a 5-year-old studies something different than a 15-year-old, than a 25-year-old, than a 55-year-old. And that's why we read books like Pirkei Avos, Ethics of the Fathers, which has such wisdom. You'll read a different Pirkei Avos every time you go over it. You'll see new insights. You'll hear ideas. Even if the same words, you'll hear it totally different, totally new ways. So that's so important to be able to keep reviewing. When a book, a recording strikes you, is meaning to you, come back to it again. Because if a person will say, oh, I know that already. I don't need to hear it again. Torah wisdom, we need to hear again and again and again. The greatest people with the most brilliant minds know that when every time they go through the same beautiful ideas, elevate ideas, they're always growing in new ways that they never would have imagined 10 years before, 20 years before. So have that openness to know that whenever you come across important, valuable wisdom, I need to go over it again and again. I need to read it again. I need to go over it another time. And that's true for all the major important ideas that there are. We are new. And so we need to do two things. Keep adding new knowledge, new wisdom, and keep reviewing the old. Because together, we keep developing our minds, developing our way of being, and that's with happiness and joy. Because the more you realize how your mind can create happiness and joy, and the more you'll be hearing important, valuable concepts for this, you'll be able to be a more joyful person with ideas that you say, oh, I know that a long time already, but you'll have more gratitude, more appreciation for doing good. And this will be enhancing your life now and always.